بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We began the discussion on interest, which we call riba, usury, interest, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, Allah ta'ala has made haram. And as we mentioned yesterday also, a little more detail in regards to riba. Riba technically, in the dictionary, means to add something extra. So a person gives a loan, then he adds on extra in repayment. So whatever there's extra and there's nothing in lieu of it, monetary gain, then the Muftiyan, the Darul Iftas will check into it and they'll explain to us that this extra that you are charging or paying, this is riba, this is interest, this is haram, not permissible. And as the different riwayat we had read yesterday, that one dirham which a person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than committing fornication, zina, 33 times in the state of Islam. And the riwayat also that interest has 73 doors. The lightest is like a man fornicating with his own mother. Allah ta'ala protect us. So just 1 cent of interest, whether a person is paying it, whether he receives it, or he witnesses also the contract, the hadith will come ahead also. But just that 1 cent also, and we don't feel the pain nowadays, we don't feel the pain, the disaster, the war is on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where this destruction taking place right now. Person delays a bit in paying the bills, whether it be the normal telephone bill, accounts, that 1 cent interest that is being charged, he should say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." How did I delay this time? To pay that 1 cent already, or to receive an extra, receive extra, a person lends money in interest, or delayed payment is going to charge him interest. So the Hadith Sharif says, the lightest is like a person fornicating with his own mother. Here, commentators of Hadith say that one is taking interest and one is fornicating with one's own mother, which the term uses incest. Allah Ta'ala protect us and the Ummah from this most vile and despicable action. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that just to take interest, or interest itself, is has 73 doors. The lightest is like a person fornicating with his own mother. That how come is interest, taking interest or paying or receiving is so severe? Fornication, you can understand. Zina, this is a word also. If you feel a severity that a person is committing zina, fornication, adultery. But interest now, they don't feel it so bad. As Hadith Sharif says, it's just as severe. You see, when it comes to committing zina, then this usually happens with mutual consent. So you're violating the modesty of the next person. When it comes to riba, interest, when a person is being charged extra, is that mutual? He's taking under duress most of the time. Or is to take out that loan, and he's going to be charged extra, is that happy in paying it? So they say this is violating, or rather this is mutual consent with the other person by making zina. But when it comes to interest, the person on the other side is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're violating the command of Allah. If Allah ta'ala says, like also zina, possibly the other party may not be so consensual, not so happy with the act, to a certain extent coerced, but there's some enjoyment, haram enjoyment, it's poison. But in this case over here, the other party, so to say, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're violating the command of Allah. I'm telling you, this is haram, and if you will still go ahead with it, then understand this war from my side. And there will be destruction. As we mentioned, we know right now in Gaza, when they say destruction, devastation, hunger, thirst, they're homeless. So Allah Ta'ala is warning you that there will be war, and you will end up, or in your generations, they will end up homeless. There will be devastation, there will be hunger, there will be thirst. And we hear commonly people say they had an empire. Empire got destroyed just because of interest. They went to the banks and now look at the offspring, the grandchildren. At one time, the grandparents had an entire empire. Everything got destroyed. just because of interest. Allah Ta'ala save us. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, a time will come on the people in which none will remain except that he will eat, he will utilize interest. Whoever does not utilize it will be affected by its smoke. A time will come on the people in which none will remain except that he will eat, he will utilize interest. Whoever does not utilize it will be affected by its smoke. May Allah Ta'ala save us. This is the riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif. That every person will become involved in interest, he will utilize interest in one way or the other. And if a person to the best of his ability desists, refrains, tries to save himself, then too he will be affected by its smoke. That he is careful, he doesn't want to get involved in it. But then too somehow, through this whole banking system, he might not utilize it, but the smoke of it will affect him. They will give him interest, is what a credit balance. We want to give you, but I don't want it. But we want to give you. But the smoke of it will still touch everyone. He should be so careful every month, end of the month, to get rid of that interest from his account. This is the smoke that will affect every person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed the one who devours interest, the one who gives it, and those who witness or write the transaction, knowing that the contract involves interest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed the one who devours interest, uses, utilizes interest. Here also ulama explain that a person is devastated when he hears the curse of his mother. My mother cursed me. Or my ustaz cursed me. See, this is the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala destroy that person. May he be removed from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person who devours interest, the one who gives interest, he's paying on his accounts interest, whether it be credit card, whether it be a bill, an account, and those who witness, he's a witness to the interest transaction, they call him as a witness. Signatories are there, that the trustees are there, they're signing it, whoever it may be. And then we have witnesses to it. And he's signing it also, he knows this transaction, the interest bearing. So those who witness it, or write the transaction, it could be an accountant, that he's facilitating the entire transaction, or some third party, but he knows his interest over here and he's also part of it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has cursed all of them, and they know that the contract involves interest. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the Ummah to abstain from 7 destroyers. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam advised the Ummah to abstain from 7 destroyers. One of them is the consumption of usury and interest. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by people whose stomachs were the size of houses. It was full with snakes, which could be seen from outside their stomachs. On inquiry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that they were the consumers of interest. Here we understand the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the Sahabiyat, what was their temperament, what iman they had, and what demands they had from their spouses and their husbands. Allah Ta'ala, make our homes like the homes of Sahaba. Make us like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Make our wives and children also. What was spurring them on? What was motivating them? When you read Hayatul Sahaba every Friday night in Masjid al-Hilal after Isha, we read the kitab. And the highlight in Hayatul Sahaba is to understand the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they reacted to these challenges. One was the iman and how their reaction was. When a Sahabiya is telling her husband that why don't you go out in the battlefield? She was not making tashkil for 3 days. Effectively, she was making tashkil of her own self, sending her husband out in the path of Allah, knowing that most probably tonight I will be a widow. He will not come back. Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu's wife is telling him, I know you are crippled, paralyzed. You are unable to, but then to go out in the battlefield. And then he gets ready and he makes dua, Ya Allah, don't return me to my home. So she's making his tashkil not to return back home. This was the iman of Sahaba. They understood that it is a fleeting life, akhirat is the goal. So most of the time we find in homes also that the man of the house under pressure because of the family. They want, not their needs. We want this. We want a better car. We want a better home. Let's move out from this area to a better area. Rental days double sometime. We want a better car. because of the peer pressure, environment, society, we need to go out every week, and he's just using the credit card. Then he gives also the credit card. Who has to pay? That is his problem. And online shopping, just continuing. Where sahabiyat, the female sahaba radiallahu anhu, used to tell their husbands, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَرَامُ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعُ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ. They would tell their husbands, oh my beloved husband, be careful of haram. Be careful of haram. Unlike today, most probably the masturat and ladies, we don't care how he does it, we want to go for that holiday. Everybody is going, it's a silly season, December is coming, and he's telling the wife, right now we are in problem, suppliers are closing, our accounts are closed, we're paying interest right now, the banks are on our back, but we have to go. We've got to take the children out. What are you going to tell the children? Here the sahabiya is saying, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَرَامُ. Oh my husband, be careful of haram. Be careful, don't get involved in haram. فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ. Oh my beloved husband, I'm able to be patient upon hunger. We can remain hungry. And we find in Sahaba Ikram's life, how many times the sahabiya husband brought a guest of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam home, and he asked the wife, is there anything to eat? Only enough for the children. Just boil the pot to satisfy them, to console them that the food is being prepared, and lull them off to sleep hungry. But we will feed the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't eat and the children didn't eat. Those are the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Here the Sahabiyat are saying that we are able to live a life of poverty, we will sleep hungry. وَلَا نَصْبِرُوا عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. But we cannot bear the fire of Jahannam. Don't bring interest into the home. Don't take us on holidays where you got to max the card out and pay interest. Better we are hungry, but don't bring the fire of Jahannam. This will come, my dear brothers, when you will have ta'lim at home. When you sit with the families, and the most effective kitab to read to our families, for them to get contentment in their lives and ourselves, is a kitab called Fada'ilu Sadaqat, the virtues of spending in the path of Allah. Where the Shaykh Rahimullah has explained the virtues of spending in the path of Allah, being patient upon poverty, difficulty, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person. Read these kitabs to our families at home so they'll understand we don't have to go out. We don't have to spend money to be happy. We can be happy, be contented with the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and great barakat in that. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal, inshaAllah.